A 27-yard pitch and catch, and Leyva saving it. That one was actually intended for Junior Carrazza, who fell down on the play. But Leyva, with good speed, comes over and gets his hands on it and moves the chains for the Cards. Almaguer up under center, ball at the 35. Delayed handoff to Avi, and he'll get back to the line of scrimmage and no more before he is hit by just about everybody wearing a maroon helmet, as Javo So with the tackle, and it'll be no gain, second and 10.
Tell you what, that last pass play that we saw a few seconds ago, deep secondary giving way too much of a gap with the receivers that time. They had to come up about 6 yards as the ball was already coming to the Eunice Cardinal receiver, and way too much time and giving a lot more opportunities for first downs for the Cardinals.
Second and 10, 6.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter, all tied up at 6. Tyler looking over to the sideline, some confusion on the play, and I think they're going to have to call timeout right here. And, yeah, Tyler will call timeout, couldn't get the play in.
That could be a very costly timeout. Cardinal fans are screaming. They're not too happy what they're seeing out there.
No, they are not. We're all tied at 6. 6:22 left to go here in the third quarter. We'll keep it right here and say thank you to all of our sponsors tonight, including B&H Maintenance and Construction, Parker Energy, the City of Eunice, the Eunice Schools, and Lowe's Pay and Save. We couldn't do it without the help of those folks, and we appreciate their sponsorship of Eunice Cardinal football here on B94 KZOR.
Well, a unique timeout here for the Cardinals. They've got the whole team in the huddle right now.
They do, except for a couple of the kids on injured reserve, and looks like Avi Sanchez getting some attention to, looks like maybe his shoulder pads there. But yeah, everybody else is up in the huddle and making sure that everybody is on the same page. 6:22 to go. The Cardinals driving the ball down, and this one all knotted at 6. Every point is going to be important. You've just got that feeling.
Well, yeah, especially the fact that the Cardinals missed their first PAT, but the same thing happened with Tularosa.
All right, after the timeout, the Cardinals come back out on the field, having burned their first time out of the second half. So here we go, second down and 10. Tyler under center, he fakes the handoff. Now he'll roll, he's under pressure, he's going to be dropped back at the 45-yard line. He's going to lose 10 on that play, just about, as Almaguer loses, they're going to say his knee went down at the 44, so it's actually a 9-yard sack. Ouch. And you can hear some of the red-clad faithful extolling the offensive line to give him a little bit better blocking, give him some time. It'll be 3rd and 19.
Yeah, if we don't want to start moving up back in real estate, they had problems with that in penalties first half, but now it's starting to become on just dropping in the backfield because the line ain't blocking where they need to be.
6 sacks for the Tularosa defense. We're all tied up at 6. Tyler handles the snap. He steps away from the rush. Now he'll just gun it downfield to Frank. He's got it at the 10, to the 5, he's going to get inside of Pump 6 on the board. Touchdown, Cardinals! And Tyler Almaguer bought some time. Dylan Frank got open, and it's 44 yards to Dylan Frank. Oh, my goodness.
Looked like he was running some type of a flag route to the sideline as he cut off towards the middle, then towards the side, waiting for the football. He had about a 6-yard gap. His defender was up the field toward the line of scrimmage more than towards the end zone, and cost him big on that one.
Almaguer stepped to the left and just lofted it out there, and Frank got it at the 10 and went in pretty much untouched. The Cardinals saying that, to heck with the point after. We're going to go for 2. Tularosa crowds the line, and Tyler fumbles and falls on it at the 5. And so no good, and Almaguer gets up. He is hollering at his center. He's mad about it, but with 5:28 left to go, the Cardinals lead this one 12-6. This is Cardinal football on B94 KZOR.